How does sunshine sound? That's what we have in the works for today. We will be on the periphery of an upper-level ridge as surface high pressure settles in nicely this morning. Wind will relax a bit and temperatures won't be feeling too bad, a few degrees above average for late February. High pressure will be fairly progressive, pushing off to the east for Saturday, eventually being kicked out by a fairly strong upper-level low and surface low pressure system approaching from the Midwest. This system will feature a round of warm frontal precipitation, which will initially bring in a round of mixed precipitation for the higher elevations, including sleet or freezing rain and organized rain for valley locations. There are some signals here for some heavy rainfall up to or exceeding an inch across southern locations. The cold front with this storm will push through by Sunday afternoon. This could touch off some additional snow shower activity, particularly across the northern Adirondacks. All will be getting some gusty wind from this. This is as surface high pressure builds in from our west and interacts with our departing low. Wind will be strongest Monday morning into Monday afternoon, and we cannot rule out wind gusts in excess of 55 miles per hour. Some lake effect snow shower activity also looks ripe for Monday. Cold Arctic air will settle in through the middle of next week, keeping very cold temperatures around for the remainder of the work week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather around the country, significant moisture will continue streaming into the southeastern United States over the next couple of days. This is along a quasi-stationary front that will eventually lift north as a warm front. It's expected to continue producing heavy rainfall and thunderstorms across the south central and southeastern United States. The biggest concern today will be for heavy rain in parts of the lower Mississippi and Tennessee River valleys. Here, soils are already oversaturated, so there is a high risk of excessive rainfall and flash flooding in these areas. Any additional rain will cause dangerous flooding conditions. Meanwhile, out west, an upper-level trough is forecast to move eastward through the Four Corners region today and onto the plains tomorrow. At the surface, a low-pressure system will slowly move across the southwest today and tonight, then rapidly through the plains and mid-Mississippi Valley tomorrow, all the while strengthening. The cold temperatures and additional lift in association with these features will create more winter weather. Additional snow of 6 to 10 inches is forecast for parts of the southern and central Rockies today. As the low tracks east and then northeast, winter weather will spread to the northern and central plains today and then into the upper Midwest by tonight. A swath of 6 to 8 inches of snow is forecast for the central plains, with higher totals of 8 to 12 inches in the mid to upper Mississippi Valley through Sunday morning. Additionally, freezing rain is expected to accumulate in these areas, with over a tenth of an inch of ice currently forecast for parts of Iowa, Wisconsin, and northern Michigan. Hazardous travel conditions are likely. By Sunday morning, the deep low pressure system will bring strong winds and heavy snow to the upper Great Lakes region. For those of you traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, mostly sunny skies with highs in the mid-40s. Wind, though, will make up the difference out of the north and west around 10 miles per hour. That will generate a wind chill ranging from 25 to 35 degrees. In Boston, mostly sunny skies with a high near 40. Expect a northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny skies with highs in the mid-30s under a light westerly wind. Taking a look at the climate report in Albany today, the average high temperature is 35 degrees and the average low is 18. The record high temperature, 68, set back in 1997, and the record low is minus 8, set in 1963. Sunrise, 6:42 a.m., and sunset, 5:36 p.m., a total of 10 hours and 54 minutes of daylight, a net gain of 4 minutes from yesterday. Your contiguous United States 24-hour temperature extremes ran from minus 31 degrees yesterday morning at Daniel, Wyoming, to 90 degrees at Cecil Field Naval Air Station, Florida, yesterday afternoon. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny skies return today. High temperatures will range from near 30 for the northern Adirondacks to the mid to upper 30s for the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Wind will be light. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with lows falling into the lower teens across the northern Adirondacks and the upper teens to low 20s for the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. For the Connecticut River Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny skies today with high temperatures reaching the low to mid 40s. Overnight, skies remain clear with lows falling into the upper teens and lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, expect mostly sunny skies today with high temperatures reaching the upper 30s to low 40s. Overnight, skies remain clear with low temperatures falling into the mid to upper teens. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny skies expected today with high temperatures reaching the upper 30s to low 40s. Overnight, skies will remain clear with temperatures in the low to mid-teens. For the Greater Capital District, as well as for the Saratoga area, east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, expect mostly sunny skies today with highs reaching the upper 30s to low 40s. Overnight, skies remain clear with lows in the mid to upper teens. Your regional forecast for tomorrow, mostly sunny skies to start the weekend with increasing clouds during the second half of the day. High temperatures will be near 40. We'll start to see precipitation move in late Saturday night. Sleet and freezing rain will be possible across the higher elevations initially ahead of a transition to rain. For Sunday morning, continued rain with highs in the low 40s. Wind will pick up Sunday afternoon, becoming quite strong Sunday night into Monday afternoon. Some lake effect snow will also be possible Monday. Temperatures will be near freezing. Highs on Tuesday will be even colder in the lower 20s with sun. Continued sunshine for your day Wednesday with temperatures only topping out in the teens. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jordan Sherman.